AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Emails, the auto industry bailout, and immigration, all topics of the latest Democratic presidential debate, this one held in Miami. Senator Bernie Sanders vowed that if he's president, he would not allow the deportation of immigrant children and non-criminal adults who were in the U.S. illegally, as President Obama is allowing.
He is wrong on this issue of deportation. I disagree with him on that. So to answer your question, no, I will not deport children from the United States of America.
And can you promise not to deport immigrants who don't have a criminal record?
I can make that promise.
Hillary Clinton, the same promise.
Of the people, the undocumented people living in our country, I do not want to see them deported. I want to see them on a path to citizenship. That is exactly what I will do.
Sound courtesy Univision News. Both candidates are bidding for momentum after Sanders surprised Clinton with an upset victory in Michigan on Tuesday. Former GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina is now backing Senator Ted Cruz in the Republican race.
You know, people say all the time, we are all known by the company we keep. I'll tell you what, Ted Cruz should be known, is proud to be known by the enemies he has made in the D.C. cartel.
Shop owners in Seattle inspected walls that were ripped to shreds by an early morning natural gas explosion, marveling that the blast had caused no serious injuries. Andy Wappler with Puget Sound Energy.
We will be looking at our system. We'll be offering information to those investigators about maintenance on the system, about the age of the system, about whether we've had service calls at this location, all the background and context that those investigators need.
Parts of Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas are drenched thanks to a storm system that brought heavy rain and flooding. Two people drowned in Oklahoma and Texas. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive is stepping down amid the company's ongoing emissions cheating scandal. Cleveland Clinic says the nation's first uterus transplant has failed and that doctors have removed the organ from the 26-year-old woman who received the transplant last month. More from AP Medical writer Lauren Neergaard.
This is a highly experimental procedure. It has only been performed a handful of times in other places. Sweden is the only country that has reported successful births. And there have been other countries where they have had failures. So whenever you do an experimental transplant, you have to accept there are risks.
The hospital is exploring what went wrong, but says its clinical trial to do 10 uterus transplants is continuing. A law enforcement official says the knife reportedly found at O.J. Simpson's former estate is likely not connected to the 1994 killings of his ex-wife and her friend, but it'll take at least 3 weeks to know for sure. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.